Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, August 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers wrapped up the preseason with a convincing 34-14 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs at Lambeau Field. Head coach Mike McCarthy liked it.
That's exactly how you want to finish your preseason. As I told the football team after the prayer, I don't know if I've felt this good coming out of the preseason as I do tonight. So it's a group that has gotten better each and every week. I really like the mix from an experience standpoint, the veterans and the young players. We've hit the targets. Now we got the next 48 hours is the worst part of our jobs.
22 cuts have got to be made by Saturday afternoon, but the Packers got productive play from the two backup quarterbacks, vying to be number two behind Aaron Rodgers. Matt Flynn started the game, went 7 of 15 for 102 yards, had a passer rating of 108.9, but Flynn says he had plenty of help.
I was real proud of some of those young guys that got in there, especially that reserve offensive line. A lot of guys fighting, and they executed really well. And it was fun to watch, fun to be a part of, and that's kind of the way that you want to go out in the fourth preseason game.
And Scott Tolzien held up his end of the bargain. 12 of 18, 139 yards, a passer rating of 126.9. Both quarterbacks throwing a couple of touchdown passes. Is Scott feeling like he's got a shot at number two? Does he also think he's going to stick?
It's out of my control. The things I can focus on are my preparation and my performance. So I really like our quarterback room and our coaches and everything like that. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I guess you can only control what you can control, so I can't worry about that.
Four different players catching touchdown passes. Devonte Adams, along with Jeff Janis, Ladarius Perkins, and Miles White. Jayron Elliott with another sack on the defensive side of the ball. Packers will open the regular season next Thursday against the Super Bowl champion Seahawks in Seattle. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made an apology on Thursday, saying he was too lenient with Ravens running back Ray Rice, giving him a two-game suspension for domestic violence incident involving his then-fiancée last February. And a new policy was introduced by Goodell on Thursday involving domestic abuse. First offense will result in a six-game suspension. Second offense would be a lifetime ban. College football season getting underway on Thursday night. Number 20, Texas A&M went to number 9, South Carolina, and rolled the Gamecocks 52-28. Kenny Hill, the successor to Johnny Manziel, threw for 511 yards and three touchdowns. 18th-ranked Arizona State beat Weber State 45-14. 19th-ranked Ole Miss over Boise State 35-13. The Wisconsin Badgers open up their season Saturday night in Houston at Reliant Stadium against LSU. Badgers ranked number 14. The Tigers ranked number 13. Tanner McAvoy expected to be under center for the Badgers.
This is big time. This is the big game of the weekend. We got LSU, this big SEC team. They're a great team, and I mean, we're a great team too. So, I mean, it's a big game. We know it's a big game. We're prepared. It's going to be fun to get out there. We've been working all summer for this, and I'm excited to get the ball rolling and season going.
LSU coach Les Miles on opening up against Bucky.
I think it's a great challenge to our team. I recognize the advantages, of having this kind of test early on in a season. And, I look forward to competitive games, and this is going to be you're going to be prepared to play 60 minutes.
Kicks off at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. To Major League Baseball, Milwaukee Brewers enjoying a day off on the West Coast road trip. It resumes Friday night in San Francisco against the Giants. Willie Peralta will be looking for his 16th victory against Ryan Vogelsong. Brewers apparently were in the market to acquire first baseman Justin Morneau of the Colorado Rockies. They had agreed to a waiver claim, but the asking price from the Rockies could not be met by the Brewers in a deal. Morneau, a four-time All-Star, .317 batting average this year. As for the Giants, the Brewers' opponent, they defeated Colorado on Thursday afternoon 4-1. As Yusmeira Petit went six innings, allowed a run, and struck out nine. And he retired the first eight batters he faced to break a major league record, retiring 46 consecutive batters, breaking the mark of Mark Burley of the White Sox set in 2009. And that was news to Giants catcher Andrew Susak.
I didn't even know of the record before the game started, which I probably should have, but It's awesome. I mean, to be a part of history, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Giants in second place in the NL West. Brewers lead the Central by a game and a half over St. Louis. Cardinals will be home to the Chicago Cubs this weekend at Busch Stadium. Cincinnati beat the Cubs 7-2. Zach Cozart went 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored. Reds also stole 6 bases in that game. Ryan Domet with a 2-run home run leading Atlanta over New York by a score of 6-1. It was Detroit beating the Yankees 3-2. Alex Avila with a walk-off RBI single. Baltimore's J.J. Hardy, a go-ahead single in the seventh, gave them a 5-4 victory over Tampa Bay. Cleveland beat the White Sox 3-2. Minnesota put up 6 runs in the top of the 10th to beat Kansas City 11-5. Houston over Texas 4-2. Jason Castro a grand slam. And the Angels open up a big 4-game series with the Oakland A's, winning 4-3 in 10 innings. Howie Kendrick wins it with a walk-off sacrifice fly. The Angels lead the AL West, but Kendrick not that excited over a 2-game spread.
No, we still got a lot of baseball left. There's still a month left to play, and you know, right now, you know, every time we play these guys, it's a good game. And, you know, tonight was probably indicative of every game we've played against them.
In minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers beat Burlington 9-5. Taylor Brennan breaking a 5-all tie with a grand slam home run in the bottom of the 7th inning. Rattlers now lead the wild card race by 2.5 games with just 4 to play. Their final regular season home game will be against Burlington Friday night at Fox City Stadium at 7:05. Tony Stewart says he will race in Atlanta Sunday. Stewart has missed the last 3 Sprint Cup events since that accident in upstate New York, which claimed the life of Ken Ward Jr., the 20-year-old dirt track driver. At the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray advanced to the 3rd round with victories. Serena Williams needed only 56 minutes to advance. Petra Kvitova also advancing for the ladies. But 15-year-old CeCe Bellis of the U.S. loses in 3 sets to number 12 seed Dominika Cibulkova. Bellis ranked 1,208th in the world, passed on $60,000 for winning her first round match. She wants to remain an amateur before she even gets to college, which is several years away. CeCe said her week in New York was a learning experience.
In the beginning of the match, I was, you know, nervous and I was a little tight. And then the second set, I became freer. And third set, I mean, she just kind of played better than me. I wasn't playing as well as I would have liked to, but it was a really good experience, I think.
Had to be fun for the high school sophomore. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.